Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
He was like, D? And he was like, well, DMX. You know, my real name's Earl or whatever. And she said for this flight that wasn't that long, but like we just talked the entire time. And he was the most thoughtful, pleasant, interesting person I've ever sat with on a plane. And when we landed, he said, hey, listen, how long are you guys going to be here in San Diego? She said, a few days. He said, give me your number. I've got a show, tonight, tomorrow night, whenever it was, and I would love for you and your stepdaughter to come. If you wanted to, you could be my guest. Just give me your number, and I'll call you, and I'll make sure it's all set up. And so she gives DMX her number. And she's like, okay, well, that's it. DMX is not going to call me. So they're at the hotel. Ring, ring, ring. Answer the cell phone. Hey, it's DMX. I was just checking in with you. Wanted to see if you wanted to go. And if you did, just please, come meet me at the hotel, you and your stepdaughter, at my hotel, and we'll ride over together, and then you can, watch the show. Stepdaughter's like, please, we got to go,
Yeah, sure,
So they go over there, and the van, at this time the buses are there, and they go to get, and sure enough, DMX is, like, waiting for them, and said that, okay, cool, I'm glad you guys came, means the world to me. And they're getting ready to get on the bus. And he's like, no, I got you a car service. You get into the SUV with me. The bus is for the other people. We'll take this SUV. They're like riding to the concert with DMX. They watch it from the show, watch it from the stage, take some pictures with him afterward. And I want to be clear, like, this isn't like DMX trying to hook it with some 19-year-old girl. Like, this is like a totally seemed to just really enjoy the conversation and then show them a good time, the time of their life. And she just described him in a way that, the big headline will be, rapper who battled drugs his entire adult life,
right.
Died of a drug overdose. But the point she tried to make with the story is like, he clearly had demons and struggled in a lot of ways. But boy, when I saw him, he was at his best. He was nice. He was kind. He was thoughtful. He was pleasant. He talked to me about his children, told me how much he loved them, the complete opposite type of conversation you might think you would have with a rapper with his reputation on a flight from wherever to San Diego. So I'm sure if you just Google any sort of keywords that I've just said, DMX, San Diego flight, the entire story will pop up. You can read it for yourself.
That's awesome.
But it was just a sweet sort of other side. Like, hey, I spent an hour on a flight with DMX one time, and he's the best person I ever sat with on a flight. It's a sweet story, and on a day where – it's a sad day for anybody who, he was massive, like, when I was in college.
Dude, he's the first rapper I can remember, like, loving and wanting to go buy his CDs.
He was, like, he was the biggest, right?
Yeah.
He was the biggest thing in the game at one point. And so, I know if you're young, he's just an old rapper that you probably never even really listened to. But he was a real, real legend. And by all accounts, an interesting guy. An interesting guy that struggled, sure. An interesting guy whose life ended too early because of those struggles, undeniable. But a really interesting and thoughtful guy who made an impact in a positive way on a lot of people, including this woman he flew with one time. Jeff Calkins up next.
This is Memphis's Sports Station, WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Station. National contest data message rates apply. The Parlay Payday, powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better better. Download the BetQL app today. 11K a day.
Okay, another chance to win $1,000 right now. Text this word DESTINY, D-E-S-T-I-N-Y. Text DESTINY to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 right now. Again, text DESTINY, D-E-S-T-I-N-Y to 72881 for your chance to win a grand with 92.9. We'll do this all again next week starting Monday at 7 a.m. But right now, you got plenty of time. Text DESTINY to 72881 for your chance at $1,000. Good luck.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Pull up to Church's today for Boneless that's bringing it all. Bringing buttermilk marinated juiciness and all white meat deliciousness. Try our new Texas tenders or chicken sandwich with new smoky honey Q sauce for just $3.99. Church's, bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Stack's Pancake Kitchen for years. Now I'm doing it again and letting you know that Stack's is now open for dine-in, curbside pickup, and delivery. So you know where to go or where to order from if you want a great meal, especially a great breakfast. Everything is terrific, but if you're looking for my favorite item on the menu, it's the now famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Go get it, you'll love it, then you'll get it again. Stack's has two locations. One is at 4615 Poplar in East Memphis. The other, 7704 Poplar in Germantown. And you can check the menu online at stackspancakes.com.
Got some big news for Xfinity Internet customers. You know, Xfinity just introduced gig speed Wi-Fi, and this is a really big deal. With all the devices we're using in our homes these days, gig speeds just aren't enough. You need gig Wi-Fi to power them, and you can only get that now from Xfinity. They just increased their gig speed internet by 20%, and the new Xfinity router gives you speeds faster than a gig over Wi-Fi. And the beauty of it all is it's still the same great price. You know, there's a lot of times in our house when we're both working on our laptops, kids on the iPad, we got both our phones hooked up to Wi-Fi too, and those fast speeds, they never change. You're not going to find a more reliable connection than with Xfinity. You can visit Xfinity.com/gig for more info on this game-changing gig speed Wi-Fi. And another great news, the WWE Network is now on Peacock Premium just in time for WrestleMania this Saturday and Sunday. And if you didn't know Peacock Premium, it is absolutely free for all Xfinity Internet customers. So be sure to take advantage of that. WrestleMania, again, is this weekend. And Xfinity has also just added Disney Plus to their platform as well. So all you Disney Plus subscribers, you can now watch with Xfinity. And if you're not an Xfinity Internet subscriber, those are just a few of the many reasons you need to make the switch to America's best internet experience. To get started, call 1-800-XFINITY, visit Xfinity.com, or you can drop into an Xfinity store today for more details.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now and every day around 5 p.m.
Look for the biggest brands in computers. The place to look is Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park. They got big brands like Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, Apple. Yeah, Apple. You can get Apple products at Cooper Systems, usually at a fraction of the price. Big savings on the biggest names in computers. It's in the Mount Moriah Office Park. Just give Cooper Systems a call, 360-9679, 360-9679. You can talk to Lee Cooper, talk to Lauren Cooper, talk to any of the consultants at Cooper Systems. Tell them what it is you're going to be doing with your computer. Like, are you a gamer? Or are you just somebody who messes around on Facebook and YouTube? Those are two different kinds of computers. If you are the former, you're going to have to spend some money probably. But if you're the latter, again, playing around on YouTube, Facebook, emailing every once in a while. You don't need to spend $1,000, $2,000 on a computer. You can get a machine to do that for just a couple hundred bucks. So get a machine that's best suited to do what it is you need it to do. That way you're not paying for a bunch of stuff you don't need, will never use. Now you're saving money at Cooper Systems. 360-9679. It's Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park on the web. CooperSystems.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays, 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
Good, Gary.
Okay, so I'm talking to Dan Wolkin. You remember him? You used to work with him. I'm talking to Dan.
I used to be. Dan was my former colleague. Absolutely. Yeah. He had a radio show, too, here on briefly.
How about that? I forgot all about that. He did have a radio show, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He had a radio show for about half an hour or something. I mean, it was like 6 months or whatever. And then I think he didn't leave the CAA for USA Today. He left for that tablet newspaper. What
the
was
Daily.
It called?
The Daily.
Yeah, he left for something called The Daily, which doesn't exist anymore, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. It was supposed to revolutionize everything,
right.
And it just didn't.
Worth a shot.
It was worth a shot. They gave it their best shot. So I'm talking
anyway,
to Dan Wolkin.
Yeah.
He lives in Atlanta now. At
right.
one point, he was a Hawks season ticket holder. And he said,
okay.
GP, what is Memphis's obsession with Trae Young? Other night during the Hawks-Grizzlies game, felt like the entire city of Memphis was just trashing Trae Young. And I was like, I don't know. I don't hate Trae Young. And Big Bat Bennett was over there. Like, I could see his head turning red. He was getting so fired up. And as soon as I got
really?
Dan Wolkin off the phone, Big Bat Bennett just let loose about all the reasons to hate Trae Young. And confirmed that he hates Trae Young. And then my Twitter mentions blew up with a whole group of other people who hate Trae Young. Then I started getting text messages from friends, direct messages on Twitter from friends. Everybody, it feels like I'm the only person in Memphis that doesn't hate Trae Young. Do you hate Trae Young?
No, I have no antipathy whatsoever towards hate towards Trae Young. I'll tell you, I would hate Trae Young if I were Bucks fan. Because I'd look at him, and every time I'd look at him, I'd think, you could be Luka Doncic, and I would hate him. I'd grow to like, I'd say, he's good, like, whatever. But the truth of the matter is, I think the people who should hate Trae Young, and not, but not hate him, but I made this analogy. It's like when the Bills, with the draft pick that became Patrick Mahomes, they traded it to Kansas City, and they traded down, and they picked Tre'Davious White. Now, I don't hate Tre'Davious White. But I'm not confused. He's not Patrick Mahomes. And I only kind of started getting over it when Josh Allen looked pretty good, like maybe he can get us there. But if I'm an Atlanta fan, I'm looking at Trae Young, and I'm thinking, he can score a lot of points, whatever else. He's not going to take me where to Luka Doncic. Beyond that, I know there. I'm dimly aware that there is this anti-Trae Young sentiment in Memphis among some. I don't think it's widespread. And I don't understand what it exists. What's the big? Give me the number one reason people would hate Trae Young if you're a Memphis fan.
He has been in multiple skirmishes with Grayson Allen. But like really, we've reached a point as a city where anybody who criticizes Grayson Allen is our enemy.
Well, let's be honest.
But he started it.
Who hasn't been in multiple skirmishes?
I know that's
Grayson
the point.
Allen? Exactly.
Like on a national scale, if you're trying to identify villains, it ain't Trae Young, it's Grayson Allen.
Right. I don't see that at all. Like, and the truth of the matter is, I think Grizzlies fans are just kind of warming up to Grayson Allen. Like even themselves. Like you know, all I hear from Grizzlies fans is D'Anthony Melton should be playing instead of Grayson Allen. So the idea that because someone – that seems like a feeble reason. You got something better, Ned?
You got something better, Big Bat Bennett?
Okay, first of all, y'all aren't giving this the attention that it deserves. He started this Twitter beef with Grayson Allen by posting that stupid video saying, do y'all see this? Do y'all see what this dude does of him, of literally Grayson Allen just guarding him, like not doing anything?
Yeah, I do recall
and
that.
And Trae Young's trying to hint that he's like trying to trip him or something like that. He's literally just playing defense. He's not even like defending him
that hard.
It was ridiculous.
I do recall that.
I wish you could see Big Bat Bennett right now. He's so mad.
No, it makes me
genuinely mad.
Because here's why it makes me mad. I said this in the last segment is because he went for Grayson Allen because he sees that dude and thinks, you know what?
I can pick on him.
I can pick on him. I can pick on him.
It's like, you know what it is? It's in American history, the wave of immigrants comes in and they get picked on, and then they look around, who can they pick on? And it's the next wave of immigrants who comes in historically, right? And it's like, who is weak? Who has a reputation it easy to take shots at because of their prepackaged reputation? And he decided Grayson Allen was that person. I will say, I don't really think that's taken either. Like, I don't think I think to the extent that the nation hates Grayson Allen, it's only for what he did at Duke. Like, no one even thinks about Grayson Allen particularly anymore. And he's playing great, by the way. So, yeah. I don't know.
Also, there's there was in the game that I don't like.
Sounds like Calkins got one of them variants. You got a variant?
Yeah, I got a variant.
Goodness.
Now, what actually happened, this is always true. Like, I remember the first time when COVID was first coming out, there was someone in we were in the Grizzlies media room, and someone was coughing. And it's like you just shoot that person death stares, like, you know. And now I was actually eating something and I had something stuck in my throat. And that's, you have to explain to people, no, I don't have COVID. I have something stuck in my throat. Like, you know. But, yeah, I'll keep coughing here. I don't have a cough button on the phone. Phone does not come equipped with a cough button. Anyway, got anything else, Bennett? So, okay, the Grayson Allen thing.
Oh,
so,
he's got a long list.
Yeah,
Bennett, I could get up and leave right now. Bennett could do the rest of the show hating just Trae Young.
So the other is just the way that he plays. I can't stand his game. His whole game is predicated around getting fouled. Like, it's just, as soon as he gets to the three-point line, he throws his body into whoever's defending him.
He does do that,
so that's
too.
Super annoying. And I know a lot of players do that, but he is the number one, you know, person that does that. And then the other night during the Grizzlies game, there was a moment when he was out of bounds and he was inbounding the ball, and basically he was like yelling at the referee trying to distract the Grizzlies so the Grizzlies would look at him and he could throw the ball to a wide open player on his team, which, fine, it's smart, but it's just cheap and
okay, let me ask you this though, Bennett. On the other, don't you like the way he plays defense?
No,
as a Grizzly fan, I mean, wasn't that fun? Like, to be fair, like, you put Grayson Allen, you know, it's not like you got Drew Holiday over there guarding
right.
Ja. And I kind of appreciate that about Trae Young, you know, that he can't guard a post.
I mean,
so
listen. I'll let it go. I'll back off just a little bit because the Grizzlies put him in his place the other night. But
they sure did.
Yeah, he annoys
and
me. He gets
out
of my skin.
And if you go head to head, if he did not have a single three-pointer for the Grizzlies the other night. And if you look at the four games head to head, I think that Ja and Trae have played against each other. Not only is like Ja been better, Ja is shooting a better percentage from three, which is not his strength against Trae Young. No, the problem, Trae Young feels like empty calories. And maybe that's, you know, I know Dan actually loves it, doesn't he? Doesn't Dan love him?
I think if you were a Hawks fan and you've got a 22-year-old who's already been an all-star, I think that would be something you might love.
In the East.
Oh, well, Bennett said in the East.
It's true, though. The other reason you could hate him is that he gets a lot of attention already, and if you're the kind who's like resentful for Mike Conley and resentful that the Grizzlies don't get enough attention and whatever else, that Trae Young is like, I can see that too. Like I really would. Like you say, if you're an Atlanta fan and he's young and he scores all those points, I would really have a hard time. It's not just that they got that as an Atlanta fan, I got Trae Young in the draft and someone else got Luka. It's that it was freaking an intentional strategy of right. Atlanta. Just the dumbest thing in the world, literally. Their genius move was to not take Luka and instead take Trae Young. And it just is – that would just frustrate me to no end. It would really – now, worse probably a Sacramento fan because you got Marvin Bagley. That was the wrong pick in that draft. Where were you on that, by the way, GP?
I was wrong.
Where were you on Marvin Bagley?
I was wrong. I wanted Marvin Bagley to go number one. I mean, it's just like, you know, I don't bring it up, you know.
Right. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah. No, it's a little bit like I'm always surprised when Clay Travis brings up COVID because it's like, dude, you could not have been more wrong. Like, why do you bring the – why do you keep bringing COVID up? Like, you are Mr. – nobody in the planet was more wrong about COVID than Clay Travis, and yet he brings it up every day. I never bring up Marvin Bagley 2018 NBA draft. You know why? Because I was just as wrong about that as Clay was about COVID.
With But fewer people died because of your opinion.
Yeah, nobody died because I thought Marvin Bagley should be selected first, except for Sacramento's franchise.
Because we were talking, because obviously the Grizzlies play the Knicks tonight, and we were talking about Obi Toppin. And Chris, on my show today, had this theory. He wasn't necessarily applying it to you, but he said he never understood the Obi Toppin stuff. Like, why? And I do recall this. I don't know. When he was drafted by the Knicks, people were like, that's great. I heard a lot of that's great. And a lot of it was the story, I think, right, was that's great. And Chris's point is that sometimes people confuse being good at college basketball with being good at, you know, at pro basketball. And if you were someone who watched a lot of college basketball, Marvin Bagley was much better at college basketball than Jaren Jackson Jr., for example. And Obi Toppin was really good at college basketball. But it's a different thing to be good at college basketball than to be good at the NBA.
Well, I think, you know, with all due respect to Chris, I think most people understand that. You know,
But I do think, I mean, the general populace, we get swept up because he's putting up big numbers at Duke. You know what I mean? I don't mean you don't understand.
I mean, Colin Gillespie was a co-Big East player of the year. But he's awesome at college basketball at Villanova. But I don't think he's going to play in the NBA. You know, just I could.
I'm not accusing you of this. I'm just saying, like when Kristaps Porzingis gets booed right at the draft by Knicks fans, it's because
they haven't seen him. Sure.
Yeah, if you've never seen him, and the people you see all the time. That's all. I'm just. Why is, by the way, Obi Toppin not good right now so far? Anyway.
Well, he can't guard anybody. And that was one of the concerns coming out of college, was that he played a lot of five in college. You know, he was known for his, you know, the dunks and the three-point shooting, but on defense he played a lot of five, and he really didn't guard at all. And, you know, when you get to the NBA, you know, especially with Tom Thibodeau, if you can't guard, you're not playing. And so I was a fan of Obi Toppin as an NBA prospect. I'll own that. But one of the things I always said was, if you take him, you're going to have to focus more on what he can do and be able to live with the things he might not be able to do. Like, that's what they do in Atlanta. They know Trae Young can't guard, but they're willing to live with it because, like, he can do those other things. And frankly, like, Tom Thibodeau is not the type of coach who's going to live with those other things. So Obi Toppin's playing, you know, 12 minutes a game.
Right. Yeah. I don't know how we began on this, but anyway, that would frustrate back to Atlanta. It would frustrate the hell out of me that they intentionally took Trae Young instead of Luka.
Oh no, that's an all-time mistake, or it appears it's going to be an all-time mistake. Even if it's a little bit, and I'm not comparing one to the other, but you know, once upon a time, you know, was it the Blazers? The Blazers didn't take Michael Jordan because they already had Clyde Drexler. Well, Clyde Drexler went on to be like a Hall of Famer, but that doesn't mean you didn't screw that up, you know? Like, Trae Young is I know people don't want to I guess I'm learning people don't want to hear this. Trae Young is awesome. He's a 22-year-old who's already been an All-Star, who's averaging, like, you know, well, let me make sure I got it right, like 25 points per game, shooting 37% from 3. Like, Trae Young is really, really, really good. He's had a way, way better career to date than the person who was selected right in front of him by the Memphis Grizzlies. That's just a fact. And so, like, but he's not Luka Doncic. So it's a problem. He's very, very good. A top four player, probably a top three player from that draft. But he's not Luka Doncic.
The order of that draft ultimately was 8-1? Is that the Ayton draft?
Yeah, it was DeAndre 8-1, Marvin Bagley 2, Luka Doncic 3, Jaren Jackson Jr. 4, Trae Young 5. And I know that it worked out for the Grizzlies. It worked out for the Grizzlies because you took Jaren.
But it probably worked out for the Grizzlies because they got Ja the next, which they certainly could never have counted on, right?
Right.
In the abstract, if you didn't get Ja, probably better to have Trae Young, certainly, than if Jaren's hurt. You can't factor in the injury thing. Like, Jaren is the quintessential player who is just the opposite of what we're talking about. To the extent that he's been good, he's been much better as a pro prospect and pro player when he's been healthy than he was in college. Much better.
Way better. Way better.
Yeah, dramatically. Yeah.
But like when he's healthy. But like just because, and this is the thing I was explaining to somebody else, like would you rather have Jaren Jackson Jr. and Ja Morant than Trae Young and whatever else you would have gotten in the next draft? Yes, of course. At least I would. Maybe it's not clear cut for everybody. But I would rather have Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. But that just means it worked out in the Grizzlies' favor. Like, if you just go back to the 2018 draft and say you're on the clock at number four, and we don't know what the 2019 draft's going to look like, you're on the clock at number four. They did not make the right pick.
Well, it's funny. I do think there are people who said, listen, do you have expansion teams? You have an empty roster, right? And you get to have one or the other. I actually think there are people who would take Jaren Jackson Jr., like real NBA people who take Jaren Jackson Jr. over Trae Young.
I don't think most people would now.
Well, if you took out the injury, which you can't, I mean, the injuries are part of it, but the injury is not that wasn't one of the knocks on him. We couldn't have foreseen the injury. I actually think without the injury, you might have. Like, people might think that's a player. Jaren Jackson Jr. is a player you can win with in the NBA. And maybe this is an unfair rap against Trae Young. But there is a question. Like, Trae Young has this rap as empty calories, you know? He's just never – you can't win with him.
Bennett already said it. You know, he'll never win anything. His whole – already decided a 22-year-old has no chance of ever winning anything.
Well, there is a – it's an interesting – it is an interesting question. Like, is he – yeah, I don't know. I mean, here's the truth of the matter is, if you put him on the Nets right now, he'd win something.
You go, right.
You know, like, if you put him on the Lakers right now, he'd win something.
That's the way that stuff usually works.
Yeah.
Like, when you're clearly the best player on your team but not surrounded by other great players, you don't win anything. But
the argument would be that he's not just a great player, but he's a great player with an incredible weakness that we're aware of, that we know about, and he needs to be the focal point, right? Now, I don't know that that's true, but he needs the team built around him in a way that is not conducive to winning, given that he is, you know, given his weaknesses. I think that would be the argument.
You guys going to make –
not just – what?
Y'all going to make me end up rooting for Trae Young. Like, I'm a
big – Don't do it. Come on.
I will tell you this, though. I was 100% wrong on Trae Young. Like, I watched the way he played at Oklahoma, and I'm like, that's not going to work. You know,
I remember because if you go back to the night of the draft and the Grizzlies are on the clock and it was already it was weird. It was already being reported that Dallas and Atlanta had a deal in place. It was going to be.
Oh, yeah. And people were saying they should screw it up by taking Trae Young.
I was like, Mavericks and Hawks are acting like the Grizzlies can't just bomb this entire thing. Now, what they knew is that the Grizzlies weren't going to bomb the entire thing. The Grizzlies were going to take Jaren Jackson Jr. But. I said the Grizzlies should take Trae Young. You take DeAndre Ayton, Marvin Bagley, Luka Doncic off the table. If I'm selecting for the Grizzlies at number four, I would have taken Trae Young. And with the benefit of hindsight, I think most people would agree it would have been the right pick in that moment. Just because it worked out where the Grizzlies got Ja Morant the following year doesn't mean in that moment it wouldn't have been right to take Trae Young over Jaren Jackson Jr.
Well, and here's the other thing about Trae Young that people who are the Bennett and the other haters discount.
Yep.
He's fun to watch play basketball.
Bennett says he's not.
No.
Bennett says you can't stand it.
No, he is not.
He's fun.
The drawing fouls isn't fun, but the bombing in shots is fun. Like, it's fun. That's a colorful player.
Y'all gonna make me get a Trae Young jersey, Bennett.
Don't do it, GP.
You're gonna make me get a Trae Young jersey.
He came after you too, don't forget.
See, but what I tell you, I don't have hate in my heart. I forgive and move on.
I don't know.
If you list the things that I hate, Trae Young wouldn't be on the top 100. You know.
Not even the top 100.
It wouldn't be. And if you're looking at frivolous, like I hate it, even though it's silly to hate it, like I'm much more down with the Nashville hate. I have much more fun with that. But the John Calipari hate. You pick the irrational hate that we have, right? The irrational hate things that we do. I play along with the Nashville hate and the Calipari hate. I don't play along with the Trae Young hate. And the Clipper hate was fun when it was real. It's not obviously meaningful anymore, that kind of hate. Andy Kaufman, I guess, once upon a time, right? There was Andy Kaufman hate. That was a thing. Got anything else?
Yeah, I don't hate Nashville. I don't hate John Calipari.
I know. You're above all.
I don't either.
I'm above everything.
I kind of like Nashville.
I kind of like Nashville. I like Hattie B's. I mean, I like Hattie B's.
I like going to Titans games.
Honest, though, I don't really like, there are things I like from Nashville, but Hattie B's would not be one of the top things. I really do think there, Gus's, is dramatically better than Hattie B's.
That Hattie B's chicken sandwich is something serious.
I've never had that chicken sandwich.
It's something serious.
It's pretty good.
It's really good.
I mean, I think Uncle Lou's is better than both.
It is not. With all due respect, like Uncle Lou's is delicious, but it is not better than Gus's. It's delicious.
I'm not going to stand for any Uncle. The last time somebody tried to slander Uncle Lou on my show, Uncle Lou showed up.
I know with chicken. That's what I'm trying to achieve here. GP, just pipe down.
Like that. I legit got a text. It was like Uncle Lou is in the lobby. Waiting for you. I'm like, what?
Right.
I will not accept any Uncle Lou slander.
That's the best chicken. I love
it. I got some bad news for Bennett. Trey Young's in the lobby right now.
Trey Young's in the lobby with his little. The only thing I hate about Trey Young is his hair. He needs to shave his hair.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got awful hair. Sure. He's got his hair's too thin for some reason. He's only 22 years old. He's got thin little stringy hair.
I mean, in that sense, I can relate to him.
Back to what you thought, Calkins, about Trey Young coming out of college. I was a believer. But I could see why somebody might think what you said. And I remember talking to an NBA scout who I respect, and he kept it this simple. Here's what he said. He said he's the best shooter in the draft, and he's the best passer in the draft. Why will he not work? I said, okay, that makes sense. And he was. He's the best shooter in the draft and the best passer in the draft. So anyway, I'm gonna go get me a Trae Young jersey. I'm not gonna fall into this hating an Atlanta Hawk for no genuinely good reason. I'm Team Trae Young going forward. You wrote a column about Tony Ludlow.
Yeah.
How did it go over? Because I am down. I'm down with everything Tony Ludlow said.
I haven't paid that much attention to the reaction today, you know. But just to sum up, and we've talked about him before. Tony Ludlow is a Marine. I once called him a former Marine. If you're a Marine, you're always a Marine. He's a Marine who has a boot camp, popular boot camp, and it's been virtual during the pandemic, and he's starting to go in person again. And if you want to show up to his boot camp in person, you need to show him proof of vaccination. And I think it makes all the sense in the world. You know, now, it's true, the boot camp is largely outside, so you could say, isn't this overkill? But when it rains, they go inside and whatever. And Tony's whole point is, people are breathing heavily, I don't want to have anything to do with people getting sick because of anything that I have anything to do with. And so just show me your vaccination. And the truth of the matter is, I mean, you and I have discussed this before. If there were some national vaccination passport, I would have no problem with it. But I certainly have no problem with, like, universities to take it. I mean, this is the first one I've actually heard in Memphis that's doing this, that if you want to participate, you must be vaccinated, right? But nationwide, this is becoming the next mask debate, which is to say a debate that should not be a debate, except for people seem to want to make it about, you know, freedom, even though – Here, Gary, do people get offended, get really mad about their freedoms when they see a sign that says, no shoes, no shirt, no service? Does that, like, really piss people off? No shoes? No. They say, well, of course. Like, I'm not going to walk into a grocery store with bare feet. That's not healthy. It's not whatever. Basically, it's contingent on your behavior around this, you know, around putting on a shirt, putting on your shoes, then you can come into our grocery store. We've been doing this for forever, and people want to pretend that it's different. It's not different, and they're just. If you want to get on this airplane, walk through this metal detector. If not, you can walk, you can drive, you can get your own airplane, whatever. But you can't fly commercial unless you go through this metal detector. Same thing, and there are places where already, for example, Florida has passed legislation saying that businesses, universities are among the vanguard of saying, if you're going to be enrolled next year, we need you to show me a vaccination card. But in Florida, they've passed a law saying that you can't do that, which is weird because it's generally the same people who in other line, who generally would say businesses should have the right to do whatever they want to do. Businesses should have the right to not pay attention to a curfew, or business should have the right to not make a wedding cake for a gay couple, or the same people who generally believe in the independent spirit of businesses are now saying, no, businesses or universities or whatever cannot have a vaccination stipulation. It's just stupid, honestly. And it's like picking a fight over something purely for some weird-ass philosophical grounds. And, you know, I just don't understand how you could really, anyone have a real objection to what Tony's doing. Just say, let's be safe. Show me your vaccination. Right now you can go down to the Pipkin building. You don't have to wait. You know, you don't have to sign up. You know, whatever. Go get your vaccination. Then you can be a full participant and everyone can be healthy. But there are some people who get irritated just because now everyone's getting irritated about everything.
Yeah, it just makes no sense to me. And you can actually argue it's much more important than, like, no shoes, no service. Because if you happen to walk into a restaurant with no shoes on, it's kind of gross. But, like, you're not going to get anybody sick. You know, you walk into a, you know, restaurant carrying a virus, you can get people sick. I will never understand or respect people who act like we're not living in the situation that we're living in. There is a smart way to go about this. It is a miracle, something close to it, that we already have a vaccine for this virus. I genuinely roll my eyes at anybody who is refusing to get it for some reason that you could never make sense to me. And therefore, I am all in favor of Tony or any restaurant owner of the Grizzlies, if they ever got to this point, because the Warriors are doing it. The Warriors are saying you can't come to our...
The Warriors saying you have to be vaccinated. I mean, I know the Heat are doing this vaccination section, right? Aren't the Heat doing a vaccination section?
What the Warriors are saying is we're going to start having fans April 23rd, and you cannot enter the Chase Center unless you can show proof of vaccination or proof of a negative COVID test within the previous 48 hours.
I think that's... What about that doesn't make sense?
It only doesn't make sense to complete... effing idiots.
But
it doesn't make sense.
Here's the truth. That will only fly in San Francisco. Like, they wouldn't – I don't believe that the University of Memphis would be allowed politically. Like, if they said that the University of Memphis – it's a smart thing to do at the University of Memphis. Like, where are people – except for on airplanes, where are people more jammed together in one place, right, consistently than college kids, right? They jam together in bars. They jam together in classrooms. They jam together in dorm rooms. If there's a place where people should be vaccinated, it's at a university. I don't think it is politically acceptable. There would be so much pushback from the governor on down if the University of Memphis wanted to say, which a lot of universities have, for example, Northeastern did this just this week, or maybe late last week they did. A lot of others have already said it. If they said you have to be vaccinated in order to enroll, it would be a smart thing. But I don't think, because it's already, like, it's the next thing we're going to fight about, I think there would be too much pushback.
Well, at what point do you just stand up to the idiots and just say, you know what, I don't care about your pushback. We're going to do the smart thing here.
Well, the problem is the idiot's a governor.
Well, what can the governor do to the Memphis Athletic Department?
I don't know. Like, I mean, listen, they already say that private businesses can't make their own rules about guns, you know? Like, the people who most believe in the freedom of businesses and whatever, you can't – I believe this is true. If you can – FedEx cannot tell people they can't leave a gun in their car in their FedEx parking lot because of a state legislation that said, no, we're not – it's the same thing that Florida has done already with the vaccinations. They believe in the freedom of business unless it's – something they don't like, right? And then they no longer believe in the freedom of business. Like, you know, so I actually don't think they're in a position to stand up to the deniers here on this one.
There's just, like, there are plenty of issues in this country where there's you know, two reasonable sides. This is not one of them. You know what, like I won't even get into them, but I'll keep it simple. There are plenty of issues in this country where there are two reasonable sides.
You want to argue about the minimum wage, right? For example, let's just take one, right? You can find economists on both sides, what it should be, should it be whatever, is it, you know, whatever. There's lots of things that you can argue about that are reasonable things to argue about where there's arguments on both sides. But no, this is not one of them.
Like, just go get your shots and stop being dumb. Like, I I'm at the point where, and this pandemic has done this, I have no tolerance for the dummies anymore. Like, I don't try to make them it's like, well, you need to respect everybody's opinion. No, I don't think that's true. You don't need to respect anybody's opinion. You can not respect dumb opinions. And even like people in my own personal life, people I know, people I see, I have no tolerance for it anymore. You know, when I hear somebody, you know, I'm just, I don't know about getting that vaccine. Why? Well, you know, I read. Yeah, but you know that's not true. Well, you know, I heard. Yeah, but you know that's not true too. Why do you believe these dumb things that you're saying to me? I speak very plainly to these people now. Because it's just like, it's infuriating. Like, we have been through hell for the past year, and there's a way out of this. And these morons are the thing that's going to make it extended.
There is a way out of this. It's right there. It's right there at the Pipkin building. You know, like, it's right there. And then we can argue about other stuff. Trae Young, you know, never.
Yes.
When we hate Trae Young.
It's just it's just frustrating. Like, this should not be something that is debatable. And yet, just like everything else in this stupid country, it becomes debatable. Like, you should all be able to agree that, hey, there's a pandemic that's killed a bazillion people in this country. There's a way out of it. You just got to go to the Pipkin building and get a couple of shots.
Like, well, and it's, as Tony Ludlow, who you were talking about earlier, pointed out, there's nothing about this that's particularly new. Like, I don't know if you remember this, but I literally remember, like, I'd be in school and I'd be given a sugar cube that had a vaccine in it, you know, and then I got a shot in my arm that had a vaccine in it. You didn't go to school unless you had the vaccine. The whole thing, like, there's some argument as to whether this is constitutional or not. In 1905, for God's sakes, Massachusetts passed a statute that said you either get a smallpox vaccine or you get fined. And it was challenged to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, absolutely, the country has the obligation and the right to protect itself and its people in the midst of a pandemic, you know? And so it's not, there's nothing about this that is new. The only thing that's new about it is that we have people who are deniers who just want to, like, I don't get it. And I think, it shouldn't be shocking to have a guy who runs an exercise class say, yeah, you can come into my exercise class if you're vaccinated. Otherwise, go exercise on your own.
You can read the column, dailymemphian.com. Thank you, Jeff.
See you, man.
Bye-bye. Let me tell you about FanDuel. Baseball is back. Nothing like watching a game with great weather, cold drink, and a little action on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never bet on baseball before, now's the perfect time to give it a shot because FanDuel is letting new users swing for the fences risk-free. You get up to $1,000 back if your first bet doesn't win, and once you have an account, you can get up to $25 back each day if your same-game parlay bet falls one leg short. This way, you can combine multiple baseball bets for an even bigger win all season long. There's a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. It's because the app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets. And when you get when you win, they're going to pay you in as little as 24 hours. So go download that FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code Gary. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner with Odyssey and this station. The promo code Gary must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only for risk-free bet. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. If you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. We'll be back in a second.
Hey, it's Jason Smith, and starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone!
Basketball is entering the final month, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of the action. Pick any basketball team to win their next game. And if during that game the team of your choosing hits a three, you bring home $100 in free bets. That's 100 to 1 odds. Teams have been hitting threes at an unprecedented pace. So get in on all of the action with DraftKings Sportsbook before this offer ends. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code WMFS when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets if the basketball team of your choosing hits a three. That's code WMFS. for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
James had a home in Shelby County that he wanted to sell, but he may not have had any idea how fast it was going to happen when he hired Josh Hysaw. Once Josh's amazing marketing went to work, James had a buyer within 24 hours who paid $15,000 over the asking price. That's just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Hysaw. Let your story be the next one. Listen, anybody can sell your home in this market. It's not hard. Only Josh can get you the most money, the money you deserve. So if you want an experienced and effective agent, somebody who's got the best marketing strategy, who can expose your home to the most buyers and negotiate for the most money possible, your person to get is Josh Hysaw. He's the real estate agent for you. He's got flexible fees or no upfront costs. And if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire Josh with no obligation. If you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I needed to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. 461-8147, 461-8147. He's online at joshsellsthemidsouth.com, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients, and needless to say, they're taking all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients, and they're offering Zoom teeth whitening specials with free consultations. So if you're unhappy with your smile, the color of your teeth just isn't quite right, let the Smile Center fix that for you. Appointments are available right now. You can schedule one by calling 901-309-1333. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, and the phone number is 901-309-1333. That's the Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
As physicians, we know that what we do now will affect the future for us all.
The COVID-19 vaccine is now available. It's safe and very effective.
But we still need to continue to mask up, socially distance, and get tested.
Getting vaccinated will help us all get back to some semblance of normalcy.
Let's get vaccinated and tell your friends and family to do the same.
Memphis and Shelby County, get vaccinated. It's our best shot. Brought to you by the Memphis and Shelby County COVID-19 Joint Task Force and the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee Foundation.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses and contacts. Well, thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, that freedom could be yours. The LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way. We're now offering 20% off LASIK with our latest Wavelight laser when treated in April. Go to LASIK.com to see this offer and see if LASIK is right for you. Plus, LASIK has never been more convenient. The procedure typically only takes 15 minutes, and most patients can get back to work the next day. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Technology and experience, all more affordable than you might imagine, especially with 20% off. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. That's LASIK.com. Must mention this promotion and be treated in April 2021 to qualify. 20% off standard price of Wavelight procedure. Cannot be combined with any other offers. Go to LASIK.com for details. Patient age 40 and over will likely experience the need for reading glasses. Individual results vary.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go fast. New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium vodka. 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. Filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight. It really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. You can find a more expensive bottle of vodka if you want to. I just don't know what the point of that would be when I've identified for you. I did the work. Identified for you a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. How reasonably priced? You can get the big bottles for less than $20. Most liquor stores in the Memphis area. They got flavored vodka as well. Watermelon, lemon, coconut. The list is long. If you don't see the flavor you want inside your favorite store, ask them to get it. They can get it for you. They got a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, doesn't matter. It's none of my business. If you're on a gluten-free diet, New Amsterdam makes a gluten-free vodka. It's got a brown label. Please ask for it. Next time you're in a bar, a restaurant, or a liquor store, New Amsterdam vodka, pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Round two of the Masters wrapping up right now. We do have some big names at the top, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas. Big Bet Bennett, we got some big names that are going to miss the cut.
Yeah.
Brooks Koepka is going to miss the cut. Dustin Johnson is going to miss the cut. Roy McIlroy is going to miss the cut. Patrick Cantlay going to miss the cut. Jason Day going to miss the cut. So we've still got a chance to get a star-studded leaderboard again with Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, Tony Finau, all in contention. Colin Morikawa as well. Bryson DeChambeau is in the top 20. He is at one under, but some big names not going to be playing Saturday, Sunday at Augusta National. Let me tell you about FanDuel one more time. Tie game, bottom of the ninth, bases loaded. We've all had that dream. At FanDuel Sportsbook, you get more than one shot to swing for the fences. That's because FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free right now. New users get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win, and it only gets better from there. Once you have an account, you'll have access to same-game parlay insurance all season long. That's up to $25 back in site credit each day if your same-game parlay bet falls one leg short. This way, you can combine multiple baseball bets for an even bigger win. There's a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. If you haven't signed up yet, now is the time to do it. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code Gary to get in on the action. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. Promo code Gary. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only for risk-free bet. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. If you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. We'll be back with dinner to go. I got a Dateline preview.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Choate's has been serving the Mid-South for over 60 years, and we want to say thank you to our customers. Without your referrals and repeated business, we would not be in business as long as we have been. We promise to continue to run our company with dignity and quality service that we have for all these years. Those who do not use us, we invite you to take advantage of our $60 spring AC tune-up, which includes washing out the dirt in your condenser coils, checking your refrigerant pressures, checking your electrical components, and replacing customer-provided filters. Keeping your AC system maintained can reduce your heating and cooling utility bills by as much as 30% and also help reduce unwanted breakdowns by as much as 80%. Just like maintaining your vehicle, your HVAC system needs to be serviced routinely to work at its best. Call Choate's today at 347-8086 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule your $60 AC tune-up. And remember, Choate's. Let our family serve your family.
Ride with the country's number one auto insurer, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle, with a big shout-out to my awesome team now licensed in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Call or text 901-767-7744. We're still all better looking than a lizard.
What's going on these days at the Fitz? You know, same old, people winning jackpots right and left, then right again, then left again. Just the other day, Megan hit a jackpot for more than $225,000. What? Yep. Then Harold won $24,000 and change, Iris won $10,000, and Kayla won more than $5,800. So if you want to win, get over to the Fitz right now, like this second, because jackpots are jumping at the Fitz. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Whether you're a gymnast like me or you live that yoga lifestyle, you know flexibility and joint health are key. That's why Smoothie King created the new Stretch and Flex Smoothie in tart cherry or pineapple kale. Order online today for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and that's Memphis Barbecue Company, owned by Melissa Cookson, seven-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. That's how you get world championship barbecue. You have a world champion as your owner. Needless to say, the barbecue is great. But I hope you realize Memphis Barbecue Company is way more than just barbecue. They got a full menu for everybody to enjoy. You don't have to get barbecue. You can get catfish, salmon, chicken, smoked wings, get burgers. Go check the menu at memphisbbqco.com. memphisbbqco.com. You'll find something on there you like, I promise you. The address is 709 DeSoto Cove. Easy to get to from Memphis. Just take 55 south to that Goodman Road exit. Get off, go right. You'll see it. You can see it from the interstate. So it's easy to find, easy to get to. You can dine in right now. They're taking all the safety precautions. But if you want to do a pickup order, you can do that at the website, memphisbbqco.com. Also on that website, there's a tab at the top that says careers. Looking for a job? They're hiring. Click that tab at Memphis Barbecue Company. They need employees right now. If you're looking for a job, memphisbbqco.com. Click the careers tab. You can apply online. That's Memphis Barbecue Company. Again, on the web, memphisbbqco.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we ended up settling in on, I think Jeff and I are the only two Memphians who do not hate Trae Young. Big Bet Bennett hates him more than his worst enemy.
Seems accurate.
In fact, Trae Young might be Big Bet Bennett's worst enemy.
He's up there.
That's incredible to me. What'd Trae Young ever do to you?
Just he's unlikable.
I don't find him to be unlikable.
Oh, I do.
I find him to be an exciting young basketball player, the type the NBA needs to continue to grow as an international sport.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Grizzlies-Knicks inside Madison Square Garden, Midtown Manhattan, NYC. Grizz are 26-23 on a four-game winning streak. Each win coming by double digits. Knicks 25-27, just 1-5 in their past six games. That's among the reasons the Grizzlies are 1.5-point favorites on the road. The total, 215.5. You laying that 1.5, Big Bet Bennett?
Yeah.
I think you got to.
Grizz about to take this one.
Yep. By double digits. That's what they do now. They're Let's go. Baylor of the NBA.
Let's go.
Pre-game with Jessica Benson coming up momentarily. Tip is scheduled for 6:30. You can listen right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
We got a brand new Dateline NBC. 2-hour special starts at 8 o'clock.
Let's hear it.
I got a preview.
All right.
Jane Bashara was a marketing executive in Grosse Pointe Park, Michigan. A respected resident. A woman with a bachelor's degree and a master's degree, a success by any standard. She'd been married to Bob Bashara, a businessman, for 26 years. They had two children. They lived a privileged life in a peaceful community, which is why when Jane was found strangled to death in the back of her Mercedes, the story created huge headlines all around Detroit. Very quickly, investigators turned their attention to one person, and what they found was a tangled mess of sex, lies, and murder. That's tonight on Dateline.
Okay, I doubt we get Keith.
Can't get Keith.
Yeah, you know why? Because it's I know what happened already. This is an easy one.
This is
Bob did it.
Of course. Well, Dennis Murphy reports.
Dennis Murphy reports. Okay,
he's fine. Dennis Murphy's fine.
That's good.
This is so stupid.
Bob did it. If it's a if it's a strangle death, it is almost always the husband.
Okay, now Bob didn't actually do it with his own hands.
Oh, he didn't? Oh,
no,
okay,
Bob hired somebody to do it.
Bob hired somebody, okay.
Okay, first off, I feel like I've said it a million times. It's always worth repeating. Dateline should teach you this. You cannot kill your spouse.
No, you're always getting caught.
Even, like honestly, your biggest fear should be that your spouse never gets murdered. Even if you don't do it. A, because you'd be heartbroken.
Of course.
B, they're coming for you.
They're coming for you. You're the suspect.
You're the suspect.
Yep.
And they're going to have to rule you out. Like, Big Bet Bennett, if your wife was murdered tonight, they coming for you first.
Yes.
So that's terrifying.
You're an idiot, Bob.
So, Bob, you cannot kill your wife. You cannot kill your ex-wife. You cannot kill your estranged wife. You just got to deal with them on this planet till they die of natural causes. You can't be involved because you're going to get caught. This Bob was living a secret life.
Of course he was.
Oh, by the way, you can't kill your wife if you live a secret life. Because when they find the secret life,
there you go. Boom.
There's your motive.
Ding, ding, ding.
There's your motive.
Yep.
So Bob is Master Bob. He's a part of Detroit's BDSM community.
Oh, God.
He had a sex dungeon beneath the property. He was into bondage. So his plan was to have his wife killed. He was going to get her 401k, $800,000. And then he was going to purchase a house where he was going to be served by multiple submissive women and live a BDSM lifestyle full time. So he hired a handyman with a learning disability to strangle his wife.
Oh, that's messed up.
$2,000. Okay, you ready for this? The dude did it in Bob's garage, in the woman's.
Uh-huh.
The woman pulled in, and then the handyman was just there and strangled her to death. Bob watched.
Jeez, Bob.
Bob was in the garage.
Bob's a psycho.
Yeah.
That lifestyle is freaky.
So they start investigating him. They find the handyman. Handyman flips on Bob. Handyman's in jail. Bob went to jail. Life in prison. No opportunity for parole. Died at the age of 62 in that jail. Good. Good, you know?
See you, Bob.
See you, Bob, you dummy.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah. David Kahn, who was on with Mark Giannotto earlier today, did a winners and losers of the transfer portal so far. If you haven't checked that out yet, CBSSports.com. It focuses in part on the Arkansas Razorbacks.
What's on tap next week?
Well, on Monday, we'll see if the Grizzlies got this winning streak extended. We'll see what the Tigers are doing in the transfer portal. Will Chandler and or Jonathan Lawson be committed by then? Maybe. And, of course, we'll have a Masters winner, weather permitting. We'll have a Masters winner by Monday. So hopefully it'll be a fun next two rounds on CBS, America's Most Watched Networks, the Network of Stars. Enjoy your weekend. I'm going to enjoy mine. Let's meet back here Monday at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Free anywhere on the Odyssey app. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from Odyssey.
Spring is showtime at BetMGM. Baseball is back, and as the weather warms up, the hockey and basketball action gets hotter than ever. It's the perfect time to take a shot at an easy 100 from the king of sportsbooks. Sign up today using code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 money line wager on the Grizzlies-Knicks game, and if the team you bet on hits a three.
The following is a presentation of Odyssey, presented by the official Unsolved Mysteries podcast with never heard before mysteries on the Odyssey app and wherever you listen to podcasts.